Hello? Oh. I'm Pastor Pernod Verner of Blessed Souls Ministries to Saffron Jesus and Go. Yeah, my people come to Mass. We're supposed to be doing these pilot episodes. Oh my goodness. I don't have much control over this. Oh my gosh. What am I supposed to do with that? So, I'm Pastor Pernod Verner of Blessed Souls Ministries on Pernod Talk. I don't know what to call this. So, let's begin. We got all kinds of time tonight. I'm going to be going over every spiritual thing you could possibly imagine. So you get some good spiritual answers from this good book right here, the Bible, Holy Bible. So I'm going to begin with holy words. This music doesn't sound like a church. Pernod hate the flute. Dumb flute. Let's start with Genesis 10. The Table of Nations. This is the account of Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Noah's sons, who themselves had sons after the flood. It's another dumb flute. I don't like this. This is real. I don't know about this. This sounds like the 80s. You know? So, Pernod have to adjust a bit. Because this is just not... Pernod uncomfortable with this. I don't know if I can do this whole show. This is happening in my biblical device. No, see, nothing's coming up. I didn't really type anything in, but it's, what is that? Yeah, I'm just like too distracted by these tunes. They don't sound very godly. There's another flute. I am sorry. I cannot do... Johnny, can we stop this? Stop this right now. Stop. Sound man, stop it. Okay, that's... Can we have something, like, different? What's happening? Yeah, I cannot do it to that, because that is... That is too filled with sin. Johnny, can you put in something else? Because... I don't like that unspiritual tones. It reminds me of Satan. I'm gonna let him find some appropriate Christian tunes. Let's get back to this Bible. In Leviticus 22, and the Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron and his sons to treat with respect the sacred offerings the Israelites consecrate to me, so they will not profane my holy name. I am the Lord. Well, that's more like a thank you, Sam Man. Thank you, Sam Man. Isn't nice. Let's talk about Pernod's message today. This make me feel with the Spirit of the Lord. Before I start today, I'd like you to send in your Lord endorsed funds. There's a lot of people out there who have a life worse than you. You're sitting in their big old mansions filled with stuff, all kinds of shoppings and things they got under the Christmas tree. You know, some people whose homes that Pernod has been blessed to visit have more than one Christmas tree, sometimes 2 or 3 miles high, seems like. I mean, they're not really that high, you know, but they seem like they're that tall. They're like 2 stories, 3 stories tall Christmas trees, filled with lights and ornaments and colors Pernod never seen before. And the presents is piled 10 feet tall, all around the tree. 20 feet out from the tree. That's a lot of presents that a lot of you probably didn't get. And that was just around one tree in the living room. Then they had another tree in the TV room. Maybe it was smaller, only one story tall. But the presence was just as big around the tree. These was not Hollywood people, these is rich Republicans. And they have all these presents and tall trees and mansions because they take your money because you're a dumb wretch who keeps voting Republican. And they just take your money because you accept that however long you work during the day, some of you are on an hourly wage or even an annual salary, which is still just a wage because it's paid by the time. Isn't it? How many of you have time? Let's look this up in scripture now before I get back to my message. Israel the chosen, but now listen, O Jacob, my servant. There's always something in the Bible that's relevant to what Pernod's talking about. I think this is very relevant. Like a revelation that's relevant in my relevance. Some word like that. Pernod don't know all the words. I just know the holy words. Comfort for God's people. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed. Right there we have the word service and servant. How many of you are servants in service? And Jesus was there. Pernod liked these holy tunes. And how many of you are servants of service to slave masters whose homes are filled with many rooms and many Christmas trees piled high with presents that you didn't get? You know, that's all your work under their tree. Isn't it sad that they have to buy presents when they could have the love of the Lord like the shit shack you live in or the single wide? I'll bet they don't even know Jesus. I'll bet they don't even know God. I'll bet they don't even know Pernod and Blessed Souls Ministries and all of you listening in right now. It is a liberal invasion. Hollywood is everywhere. Everyone thinks they need to have big houses and big trees and several Christmas trees piled high with presents that you didn't get. That's why you protect the Word of God with your guns. How many of you went driving out tonight in your pickup or your wheelbarrow and you ran over a small rodent or an animal or some creepy crawly coming out of the brush? That's how you caught your dinner tonight. Sometimes the neighbor's kitty cats look tasty because you ran out of canned foods. All of you living out in the sticks, picking your butt and sniffing your fingers, and you're sitting in the pews of Blessed Souls Ministries. I'm getting ahead of myself. That's why they call them the pews, because you bring in the stank. Gotta get to all the problem people in the congregation before I get through this message. Because we need to identify all the sins of you out there. I covered the stink. The people who smell bad, that is sin. That is sin. You need to wash yourself of them sins. You know I'm talking to you out there, Martha, Robert, Jason, Marianne. So many stinky people out in the world. God didn't create a stinky person. You know, I'm going to prove it to you biblically with scripture right now. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. See, it doesn't say anything in there about a stinky heavens and a smelly earth. And it did not say in the beginning God created the Republican heavens and the liberal earth. It doesn't say that. Don't say that. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Let's continue on now with holy words. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters with Perniad. It doesn't say Perniad in the Bible, but I throw that in because I know you like it. Oh my goodness, how many of you out there have the stink and the smellies going on? Now we've covered that stink and filth. That's a sin you need to clean up. We're starting right now with them Lord endorsed funds. You send in those funds and go wash off. Wash your pets. Wash your carpets, your rugs, your towels, your bed sheets. When's the last time you washed your bed sheets? You know those things was white when you first bought them or stole them or however you got them. You know, when you have to steal from Goodwill, you are filth. Wash your bed sheets, wash your bath towels. Wash the cup that you always have your Monday morning coffee in. Tomorrow's Monday. This is a Sunday evening scripture. Pernod's message of the Lord. So let's cover another sin that's going on out there, talking dirty and naughty on the internet. That is sin. And Jesus came to thee with Perniad, and the angel said, fly with Perniad. 1 Corinthians, final greetings. The church is in the province of... Oh, I like this song. It's a real moving song. Let's just use a little of this scripture later. Perna gonna sing a little hymn now to Jesus. Do you, ruler, speak justly? This is Psalm 58. Sing along with Perna. Do you judge uprightly among men? No, in your heart you devise injustice, and your hands meet to go something like that. You can get that later. I should record that. That was pretty was good on that one. So I'm going to continue now with my message. We got a long ways to go. This is only halfway through the show, but I know Christians won't change that channel. You won't switch it off. You need to repent for your sins. So my message today is about sin. Getting rid of the stinky sins, the sin of greed and wanting things that you can't afford to have because you were a slave giving service. Remember, we did that right in the beginning. Slaves and servants. Servants and slaves. Always working for things and then you don't get paid the amount you want to get paid. Well, you're working for a slave master when you're supposed to be working for Jesus Christ. God will pay you all kinds of money when you work for God. That's what Bernard do. Bernard work for the Lord. Get checks all the time. You know, let's talk about this now, because see if you can guess the sin that Pernod is pointing out to you. 2 Kings 23. Then the king called together all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem. He went up to the temple of the Lord with the men of Judah, the people of Jerusalem, the priests and the prophets, all the people from the least to the greatest. Did you get it? All the people from the least to the greatest. See, you think there is such a thing as a lesser person and a greater person. But we are all one in Christ Jesus. You remember that one? So if we are all one in Christ Jesus, how can there be greater than and lesser than? He who works his land and have abundant food, but the one who chases fantasies will have feel of poverty. Let's start from the beginning on this one. Proverbs 28. Now stay with Pernod, because this is the heart of the message tonight. The wicked man flees though no one pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. When a country is rebellious, it has many rulers, but a man of understanding and knowledge maintains order. A ruler who oppresses the poor is like a driving rain that leaves no crops. Those who forsake the law praise the wicked, but those who keep the law resist them. Evil men do not understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand it fully. Better a poor man whose walk is blameless than a rich man whose ways are perverse. He who keeps the law is a discerning son, but a companion of gluttons disgraces his father. He who increases his wealth by exorbitant interest amasses it for another who will be kind to the poor. If anyone turns a deaf ear to the law, even his prayers are detestable. Stay with Perna now, we're halfway done. He who leads the upright along an evil path will fall into his own trap, but the blameless will receive a good inheritance. A rich man may be wise in his own eyes, but a poor man who has discernment sees through him. When the righteous triumph, there is great elation, but when the wicked rise to power, men go into hiding. He who conceals his sins does not prosper, but whoever confesses and renounces then finds mercy. Don't fall asleep out there, Ed. Mary Sue, come on now, wake up. Get up on the barker lounger. Put it up in the sitting position. Greg, you better change your bedpan. I'm not done yet. Put that pizza down, Jennifer. Been telling you that for weeks. Now let me finish this Proverbs. Blessed is the man who always fears the Lord, but he who hardens his heart falls into trouble. Like a roaring lion or a charging bear is a wicked man ruling over a helpless people. I like this part because Pert speed it up. Tyrannical ruler lacks judgment, but he who hates ill-gotten gain will enjoy a long life. A man tormented by the guilt of murder will be a fugitive till death. Let no one support him. I hope you are feeling the spirit of that. I've stopped reading it now because it's like, the sin should be washing away. Do you feel the sin washing away? That's why you tune in, because this is good preaching. He whose walk is blameless is kept safe, but he whose ways are perverse will suddenly fall. He who works his land will have abundant food, but the one who chases fantasies will have his fill of poverty. I think I'm going to stop there because you should finish this yourself. Perna and I are just going to hand you the word. You got to reach out to God for the word, and he will fill your basket with butter rolls and pats and butter. Maybe some of that cinnamon honey butter that Perna get at his favorite diner down at Saxon's on the Mall. No one comes up to Perna in the restaurant. You shouldn't be afraid of a holy man. Pretty not afraid of you. I ask you for your Lord endorsed funds all the time, and you send them in. Some of you send them in. You know our tithings is down this week. So you need to send in all your money, because you haven't been praying to permit. Unlawful sexual relations, punishments for sin, unacceptable sacrifice. I could go on and on. Perhaps if you sent in some prayers to Pernod, I'd have something more to say, but I can wait. No, I can't wait, because this is a broadcast live on the air, and Pernod paying for this airtime, so the next time you need to send these in, these prayers that you have, that you keep telling me about. Oh, Pastor Pernod, I wish I had a Christmas tree. Well, stop being a slave who doesn't get paid more than peanuts, and you could. How many of you out there still have your sad, pathetic job? Mowing lawns, cutting wood, smashing cans, collecting plastics for recyclings. Pretty get driven around town in the short bus, and I see all these homeless people carrying big, huge trash bags full of the plastics. Why are you throwing out plastics? God didn't make plastics. It's not in the Bible. You know why Pernod reads so many scriptures anyway? Because there is a lot of sin in the world. My job is done when the sin is gone and blown out the back door like dust from a whisk broom. Oh, that was good. Pernod would have to remember that. Put that on a coffee mug. We could raise funds if I put my famous quotes on coffee mugs. Pernod should come up with more of these famous sayings of Pernod. You know, we lost the funding by the Umberlands. You weren't buying enough Gobi chicken and Gobi tuna and Gobi cucumber salad. We lost the deal. That deal fell through. So we weren't able to raise enough money to raise the holy chicken bunnies from Ferner Farms. It's very sad, so that's why you need to send in all your money tonight. And that makes sense to some of you. I could read Nehemiah, Esther, and Job. Probably wouldn't change anything for you. You're just going to go and sin tomorrow. Can't stand them Catholics. You know, they started that program where you could be cleansed of everything every week and then just come back and confess. And then you're just blessed and it's all gone. It's all gone. Pernod, keep a tally of how many sins you've had. You know, the most sinless people in our church get to sit up front close to Pernod. Do you have a church like that? Well, you should have one like that. And if you don't, you could join our church. We go off to the Cayman Islands and Pastor Catherine does like a holy dance of the holy virgins around with other holy virgins and naked and unembarrassed. Pernod wear a blindfold. I don't really go to that because I go to one of the other islands and go to the luau. That's more my speed. Pernod isn't into the dancings and the singings and spinnings. Ugh. Last time I got sick, I got a tummy upset. Didn't take my Pepto drink with me. I got the chills. I had to wear my royal vestments and everything. And just, you know, I listened to all your tales of woe long enough. You're going to listen to some of Pernod's because I got a lot bottled up inside Pernod. I pray to Jesus too. It's not like he took it all away. Why do you think I preach? Let's look at something else here. This says a lot about you all out there. You know, when God directs me to say something. Aeneas and Dorcas. As Peter traveled about the country, he went to visit the saints in Lydda. And there he found a man named Ananias, a paralytic who'd been bedridden for 8 years. I don't need to read anymore because that's sick. Like the sickness in some of you out there. Bedridden, piddling, and having the solid comforts on yourself. It's another sin, is the sin of sickness. That God has smitten you with sickness and poverty and living in a ditch on the side of the road. Munching on roadkill. Having like a dead half of a squirrel foot for your dessert. Not even so much as a moldy walnut. It's how pathetic some of you live out there. If you just get a decent job here at Blessed Souls Ministries. Oh, you know, we pay you real well so you could actually send in half your paycheck for tithings. We are ahead of the Mormons on this. Don't you know that? I don't know how many times I've sent you my direct response mailers with the envelopes you send back. With all your Lord and Doris funds, it's addressed to the Cayman Islands. Couldn't you see where we're sending the money? You think we want the big government taking our money away from the church? not nice. Some of you want to be involved in ministry. You don't know the first thing about running this church. You don't know the first thing about what it's like to get up here and preach to all you all. Every week I get up here, my ankles is hurting. Bernie tried making his own shoes. They just fell to bits. I didn't have any leather and tools and hammers and nails and glue bits and wooden things and all that sort of thing. I was trying to take my glue gun filled with super glue and sort of glue the wheat Chex together, my cereal that Pernod liked to eat, forming shoes out of them, but that wasn't working. Then I tried making them out of that kinetic sand that the kids like to play with. That just, my foot just smooshed right through that. I tried wearing someone else's shoes, and I finally said, God, oh God, why won't you let Bernie have a pair of shoes that work? I've been trying to make all these shoes, and God said, I never told you to make shoes. Out of wheat checks. Out of kinetic sands. We're wearing someone else's shoes. Hadn't been even through the wars yet. So Bernie went out and bought some new shoes. They cost $800. I'm wearing them right now. Wearing them right now. They're real super comfy. They're called Gucci. They're from Italian makers of shoes. Gucci. I like these Gucci shoes. They have the Christmas colors of red and green and little back-to-back G's. That's the brand, Gucci shoes. I like Gucci shoes. Real comfortable. Real comfortable Gucci shoes. I got them at Saks Fifth Avenue. Have you been there? They don't have a lot of those in Alabama or Mississippi or Louisiana, you know, or Kansas, Oklahoma, Nebraska. I'm just naming all the red states where you pathetic people live. Inhaling chemical fumes from your slave master's factory. Making all kinds of garbage that the poor go and pick out of garbage cans, collect the plastic, it gets thrown in the ocean. You know, there's a big old thing in the ocean full of plastics the size of all the red states put together, and that's your fault. That's your fault. It does not say anywhere in the Bible to filth up the planet. And that's exactly what you're doing. Look where you are right now. Take a look in your house. How much of that stuff did you buy from a store that was sitting on a shelf? And you know, before it got in that store, it was sitting in a warehouse where it was called freight. And then that freight goes to a retail store where it sits on another shelf, but they change the name because that's what Satan does. And it's called inventory. And then you buy it, goes and sits on a shelf in your house where it's called my stuff. Your stuff. And then you pass on your kids and their kids and their kids. Sits in their attic collecting dust. Whole house will burn down one day, or if it don't burn down, your whole family stop having kids. No more kids in your family lineage. Your bloodline to Jesus is going to dry up. Like a riverbed in Jerusalem in the Holy Land where Bernard Stubbs' toe was. Because I wasn't wearing the Gucci shoes. I like these Gucci shoes. And then after the stuff is in your attic, someone will come along and just take it off to the dump. And it'll go sit in a landfill. So the same stuff goes from a warehouse to a retail shelf, to your house, and a bunch of your kids' houses, and the attics, and the basements, and a garage sale. And it ends up in the dump, in a landfill, and then it ends up floating in the ocean for Satan. That is your sin. That, I think, is the main message tonight. You have the sin of filth that you try to wash off by buying plastic bottles full of soaps. Because you forgot how to make your own bar of soap out of animal fat from the cow out back. Cows have methane gas in the toot toots. That's causing the global warming. You know, poor people have caused all the problems on the planet. And that is why we're dying off in the apocalypse. And the Bible says you will always have the poor. Am I out of time already? I'm just warming up. That's it for this end of the show with Pernie. And this is Pernie's first and probably only pilot episode. Send in all your money. Because Purdy need to pay for this airtime. I don't know if I don't think I'm ever going to do this again. I don't think Purdy ever going to do this again. Just going to take my Bible and my biblical advice. Purdy, leave the studio now. Bye now. Bye for Purdy.